This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am in Los Alamos, New Mexico. I feel like I'm part of the Manhattan Project. Well, not really. And I'm with John Mott, who is with Los Alamos National Laboratory. John, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, John, thanks for joining us today. Well, actually, thanks for having us out here. It's pretty cool to be able to go into and see where so much of the amazing things that have happened in this country, you know, different technologies, both military and non-military, have come out of. And our focus today is on agriculture and how a lot of the different innovations you've developed at the lab have applications outside of defense and into things like agriculture. But let's start off and talk a little bit about what you do at the lab and how long you've been there, and just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I've been at the lab since 1988. I came here as a postdoc in the life science division. My background is in neuroscience. And after 3 years here at Los Alamos, I went to the University of Florida for a year, but loved New Mexico and was looking for a way to come back to New Mexico. And I came back as a technical writer for what was then called the Technology Transfer Division. And our job is to move innovations developed at the laboratory into the marketplace. And so I've been working in that space, doing a variety of things for, well, about 20 years now. My current role is I manage intellectual property estate. I work with the laboratory's patent attorneys to take innovations, protect them in the proper way, and then we manage those innovations. That's through our patents and copyright process.
So, John, talk a little bit more about how that works, because oftentimes I get press releases or I hear about somebody who's licensed a technology from a research organization, university, a lab. But how does that work? You still hold the patent, correct? And you've done all the research. So do you derive income from that that helps keep that research going?
Yeah, we do in some cases. Once we've established, say, let's talk about patents. Once we've established a patent position, whether it's a patent application or an issued patent, then we look to find partners for that. So we work with companies large and small. But yeah, the transaction that transfers the right to use the patent to a new company is called a license, and generally, with that comes a stream of income back to the laboratory through as the licensee, as we call them. As the company finally gets its product or service on the market, we collect a royalty on sales. So we get a small piece of some percentage, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 or 4% of the sales price comes back to the laboratory. And would you like to know about how we use that?
Yes, I would.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So those funds... 35% of those funds are given to the inventor as an incentive to work with the company to make the company successful, and the rest of it is used by the laboratory to do new R&D projects to seed fund those projects and to support what we call technology maturation. So often, when an invention is first made, it's a laboratory concept, and there needs to be funding to develop it from where it's a concept, get it out of the laboratory, to where a company could actually take it and further develop it into a product.
Now, just out of curiosity, John, because all of these technologies are ultimately developed out of the work you do for the defense of this country, when you do get a patent and then you take that innovation and you work with somebody like Verdigian and they have a license to it, and you go back and say, okay, we'd like to maybe do the second phase or develop something else out of this technology, does it still have to be something that can be used for defense? Or in this case, does your focus remain, for instance, in the agriculture application of that technology?
We are national. Los Alamos is a national security laboratory. But we're a national security laboratory writ large, if you will. And food security is part of national security. So whenever we are working with a company like Verdigian, we look at that as part of our mission. Verdigian is, you know, they're looking to, and food security includes, you know, protecting it from threats from outsiders who may want to, you know, damage our agricultural and food system. It also includes things like increasing yield so that we can feed more and more people. But everything we do has a national security bent. So whenever our licensing partners are moving into spaces that really don't have that national security connection, then we tend not to continue to work with them, because at that point they're moving into marketplaces and they really don't need much assistance from us. But I would say that everything we do has some connection back to our national security mission.
Well, I know that you've been working with Rhodesia now for several years, and some of the companies that they purchased have worked with you for several years before that. Can you talk a little bit about maybe one or two of the most recent technologies that they've licensed that their plan is to bring into the marketplace?
Oh, yeah, we've been working with Rhodesia since, 1993, 1995. I can't remember the exact year, but the first invention, if you will, that we worked on with them was the takeoff product, which they're much better at describing that than I am, but it does, you know, we know that takeoff does increase nitrogen use efficiency, increases plant yield, and so forth. After that original license which was for the takeoff product, we recognized, or Rhodesia actually recognized, that there were some issues with the patent estate that we had. For example, we had rights in the United States, but very limited rights in foreign markets where Rhodesia wanted to be able to make and sell product. So we worked with Rhodesia to extend the patent rights. And also, there were, you know, takeoff at the very beginning wasn't a perfect product. It worked better in some plants than it did in others. The people at Rhodesian scientists worked with Los Alamos scientists to look at those weaknesses and look at new formulations of to say work better in legumes and I'm not a botanist, so talk about C3 plants and C4 plants and I don't really know what those things are, to tell you the truth, but I do know that the material was more effective in some species of plants than others. And so what we've done is Pat Unkefer, the Los Alamos scientist, has worked with Nigel Gretsch and others at Rhodesian to identify new formulations that would work with these in various species. And also in that, by coming up with these new formulations, and we were able to create a larger patent estate. You know, so not only United States rights, but rights in Europe and Asia and other places as well, which companies like Rhodesia, they need those patent rights in order to protect their markets in those various jurisdictions.
So what do you think will be next? Are you going to continue down sort of this takeoff product with Rhodesia, or do you have some other type of technologies you're working on with them?
Well, Verdesian's a very science-based company, so we're certainly talking to them about some new developments here. I think some of the things that they heard today at the presentation. So right now, there's no specific thing. It's more of, you know, they've been a long-term partner. They're very interested in what we do. But I should say that because we are a national laboratory, we work with many, many companies other than Rhodesian. So one of the things that we have to be very careful about is not to, what might call, pipeline technologies. So we can't selectively feed technologies to one company over another. So the process, when we come up with a new invention or a new development, we have to go through a process of making that new invention or new development known broadly. So if it happened to be a new agrochemical or, say, a new biotechnology that impacted the plants or the agricultural sector, we would actually have to advertise that, if you will. Advertise isn't a word we like to use, but we would have to make that known through our website, through publications, and through other things. So at this point in time, we really don't have anything specific with Rhodesian that I can really talk about, but the new product should, you know, they're going to make their announcement soon, so I don't want to interrupt there or interfere with them getting to do that.
Once again, John, thank you so much for having us out here. I'm a science geek, even though I have much of a science background, a little bit. So I really appreciate it, in particular, you letting us, you know, inside your home here.
You're welcome, and you know, all of your audience, welcome to come to Los Alamos. The laboratory is a little tough to get around, we do have pretty tight security. But in the town itself, there's a great. The laboratory does have a museum on the town site that's not so security conscious. And you can learn a lot about Los Alamos and what's happened up here and our history there. So